And we're back.
I could never live without you by my side.
It is the Hang Zone. We have Jake and Dan. That's me. Bob is here with some yogurt.
Hello.
Jubb is hydrating.
Yep.
And the great Gordo, the greatest of all Gordos, at the Woodford Reserve Musers Ticket Compound. Has it been all you dreamed, Jake?
It has.
Has it been more than you dreamed?
I thought there might be a little more sex, but we were dressed for it. Close. Yeah. I was ready to come down here and just get passed around for an 840 bit.
So we're going to play some audio.
You guys have changed, you know?
I know.
That's never been heard on the ticket before. However, I wanted to just play this little piece of audio and ask Jake if he knew about this and if Gordon remembered this. From August 23rd, 2016.
Okay.
In the morning show. 2016.
Okay.
Time for a special Tuesday edition of Gordo's Corner, brought to us by Crest Nissan.
And it is so special because we have a special in-studio guest. The very, very famous commentator and author, Jeffrey Toobin, joins us in studio. Jeffrey, welcome.
Thank you for that ovation.
Yes. Do you prefer Jeff or Jeffrey or the Tubes or what?
You know,
do you
I've been called Tubes basically my whole life, so Tubes is fine. Jeffrey, yo meat, I answer to.
Yo meat.
That has new meaning now, doesn't it?
Has he made news in the past, I don't know, 6 months or so?
What a cover-up.
It's so odd that you guys had him in studio.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't even know who he was.
We didn't notice it at the time, but he was doing that same stuff.
Right there in the studio?
Sure enough.
It all adds up now.
Mm-hmm. Yo meat.
Yeah, yo meat.
Did you guys play the audio of him going back on CNN?
Oh, yeah.
We just played it this morning.
Okay, let me get right to it.
You played the full thing, didn't
let's
you?
Let's address the elephant trunk in the room.
I don't think that's what she said.
My favorite part about it was probably a 15-minute segment, but after about 8 minutes, they're like, all right, so this voting rights thing in California, Jeff,
weapons ban.
I know 3 minutes ago I was asking you about masturbating in front of your coworkers.
Come on, dude. There are kids.
Let's talk voting.
Nearby camping.
So, the other day, these guys, kind of doing a show off the air. I feel like George and Gordo are real.
Do better work off the air than on the air?
I don't think you turn on a persona when you go on the air. It's the same show.
The show never stops.
Maybe a little dirtier.
What a beating for y'all.
Off the air.
It's magical to see live.
It's so fun. To be around it. And they were doing a show on their own. And the show might change depending on who walks through the room. You know?
Like, right.
Hey now. And all of a sudden it's the Bob making fun of Bob show.
Yeah. Obviously.
And then if I walk in or if I leave the room, I hear, you walking out?
Yeah, you walking in?
Yeah, then it's Dan Motor or whatever.
That's right. We did a pretty good sketch around you the other day, maybe. For Martin Luther King.
Yeah, we had you doing the I Have a Dream speech. Giorgio and I were in the kitchen making sandwiches and got to laughing about you delivering famous speeches in human history.
If in the past, it used to be deactivating a bomb.
We always put you in high-pressure situations in which the communication of information was very important to be done fast,
yellow wire,
and efficiently.
Red wire, loosen the toggle
switch.
Hold on.
So you're saying...
Yellow wire. Cut the yellow wire. Yellow wire first.
Start with...
So, Blake, you should be glad you're not...
Which wire did you say that you...
the yellow.
Blake walked through the room.
Yellow first, then red.
So the yellow wire.
Killer walks through the room.
And then loosen the toggle switch to the left.
And then the... now, what are you saying about
lefty
a switch
loosey.
Here? Okay.
No, so, the other day...
This is what I missed the most.
The other day, these guys were off the air doing a sketch, which was modeled on something that actually happened on the air... Nearly, if not 20 years ago, with the old show, it used to be called Bad Radio. That was an acronym for Bob and Dan. And
Jake stabbed Bob in the back.
Yeah, Bob and I, if you're just finding out the ticket, used to do the show together.
Stanford the Young.
This was back in...
old man.
Now, how do you want to... Do you want to just play it once through? It's about a minute long, and then we'll go back? Or
right.
How do you do
well,
it? Because I want to let everybody know what you were doing, and it's never been played...
No, this has never been heard
since the first day.
And we should
happened.
Warn people: what they're about to hear is a symphony.
Yeah,
what they're about to
what,
hear.
What you're
going to
witness is a masterpiece.
Yes.
Of comedic radio.
Right.
That you guys distanced from for years and years and years, and you finally embrace it, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I like. Well, for example. Just a moment ago, I was like, Bob, you need to come out there and talk with us on this. And he goes, I don't know. I don't know if I should be out there. Too many voices on the internet.
The guy sports.
It's like, wait
there?
A second. We got Lennon and McCartney here, right. and we don't want to have both of them on at the right. same time?
Tell me how you thought up Sergeant Pepper here.
I know, this is
nobody wants to hear that from me.
No, come out here.
No, I don't
we need
know.
To hear about this because...
I think people want to hear the
you know, Dick Siegel and Hal Jay, you know, they never had a moment like this.
We have done this quarterly for 20 years.
Ron Chapman this never segment. Had a moment like this where he was...
This,
all right, you're not... Okay, you didn't hear my tease. We've
seconds.
Never played this on the air before.
So this is the 82nd time we are doing this.
Yes, in all honesty, Giorgio and I are obsessed with this and a few other pieces of audio that you guys have been associated with.
And understand that during breaks of our show, when you guys are miles away from the studio,
yeah.
we will
recreate it.
We will recreate
it. We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
We'll talk about its implications. We'll talk about how it changed radio.
Society.
Okay, I mean, well, if you want to let it play, then let it play. If you want to pause it, just...
Okay,
I'm going to let you guys do your work.
This is what I say. Let's listen
guys...
to it once all the way through, because it's only like a minute, right?
Yeah, 65 seconds.
Unbelievable. 65 seconds.
Yeah.
65 yeah. seconds.
That's
you
really
guys
all you need.
Performed an opera in 65 seconds.
Yes.
A comedic opera.
There's been a lot of talk these last couple days in Detroit as the trade deadline nears. Some people even suggesting that maybe... What we need to do is trade Juan now. The Detroit Tigers are talking about that. What's interesting, Dan, is I'm sure that station brought this up yesterday, but we didn't talk about it at all. Maybe the station didn't bring it up at all. Would you try to focus a little bit?
I'm grabbing the dog. Would you try to focus? You're talking, not me.
I'm not whistling on the air for
well,
my
maybe
dog.
Don't let him eat the napkin. Sitting right next to you.
Well, you're going
to
be a whip, Dad.
Gosh, man, you're a whip right now. Who can't you breed the freaking dog in the first place?
I thought you were going to be a professional broadcaster and not...
I don't
acknowledge
care.
Stuff on
hey, you know what? If your dog
air.
Wants to eat napkins, come over here. Have another one, you moron dog.
Then it'll interrupt your segment.
Yeah, it's fiber.
You ready? Ready to
I
talk
was
some
paying
sports?
Attention.
You weren't. You were whistling for your dog.
I was listening. I heard.
Here, boy.
We went over
no,
this
Bob,
in the
I'm
meeting.
Listening. Here, boy. Down here. Come here.
What? We went over this in the meeting. You do the show for the P1s, not for me.
Obviously.
Yes!
And you stick the landing, too.
Oh, my
too.
Gosh. This is what Simone Biles just did recently.
Right.
You guys did, like, 20 years ago.
That's why it's like, well, can't she stick the landing? Yes!
Oh,
she got
she
it!
Just
obviously.
Nailed it. Nobody's done that many rotations. It's unbelievable what you guys did there.
Do you have it memorized? Yeah.
I don't know that we have it memorized,
no.
but...
Because it feels like you do.
We have our points of it, like... The laughter, for me, starts with the...
When you start hearing the whistling in the
yeah.
background,
yeah,
and you
I
just,
know what you're
you
doing.
Can feel that teapot just start, it gets put on the stove.
There's been a lot of talk these last couple days in Detroit as the trade deadline nears. Some people even suggesting that maybe what we need to do is trade Juan now. The Detroit Tigers are talking about that.
Okay, that first little whistle, and listen how that sends Bob into slightly into that rented U-Haul trailer fishtail. You know, it's not too bad right now, but
right,
it's starting
to
start.
The trailer
starting
to swing a little bit.
It's
yeah.
it's a tone of curiosity. Like, what am I seeing here?
And you end with some real fishtaily line of maybe it has been talked about at all.
What we need to do is trade Juan now. The Detroit Tigers are talking about that. What's interesting, Dan, is I'm sure that station brought this up yesterday, but we didn't talk about it at all. Maybe the station didn't bring it up at all. Would you try to focus a little bit?
Didn't bring it up at all.
That station.
Maybe the station. That station didn't bring it up at all.
What's interesting, Dan, is I'm sure that station brought this up yesterday, but we didn't talk about
listen
it at all.
Listen how authoritative that one is. Like, Dan, did you not
it's like
realize that
mic.
That was going to be heard on the air?
What's interesting, Dan, is I'm sure that station brought this up yesterday, but we didn't talk about
it. 1, 2, 3.
Like, we are on a one-month contract.
Right.
Our little career is hanging by a thread.
Look at this. Bob told me he was over it this morning.
It was
and
just...
And he's not once smiled during the segment.
We are both on the edge of this cliff, headed back to market 166.
No, this... this puts you in.
Yeah. This is
the
what,
foundation of the ticket.
This is what.
This was point of concrete, made, is what this was.
Made the Beatles the Beatles.
Right. Like, this is where you became a band, right here.
This is where you became a band.
There was. We couldn't make a single mistake at that point.
And he brings a dog.
He has a renegade dog.
Hey, this is behind the scenes stuff. Was there a second napkin that Cornelius was going after? Is that what the emphatic clap was for? Oh my God, it's a second napkin.
And I brought this up yesterday, but we didn't talk about it at all. Maybe the station didn't bring it up at all. Would you try to focus a little bit?
I'm grabbing the dog. Would you try to focus? You're talking at me.
I love how he stopped. That is so brilliant right there.
Yeah.
In the playlet off the air, wasn't it that it took like 10 years for Rembrandt to create his most...
That's the thing. But Leonardo da Vinci carried the most Mona Lisa around for like 50 years. He never felt like he was finished with it.
No.
He always felt like it was imperfect and it was less than it needed to be. 50 years he carried that painting around up under his arm anytime he traveled. And these dudes in 65 seconds nailed a radio Mona Lisa.
In their first year.
The first year.
Right. Would you try to focus a little bit?
I'm grabbing the dog. Would you try to focus? You're talking, not me.
Yes!
How can a human be more focused than grabbing a dog while doing a broadcast? That's focus right
there. That's right.
That, in fairness, that is true.
You were the one, who needed to focus, Bob. It was not him.
No, he was...
He had the go-to excuse of any time someone is accused of not focusing, you can always say, I'm just grabbing the dog. It can be in a meeting, a business meeting. It can be...
Yeah, and as often as we've agreed on things, Dan and I, over the years... That time it appeared to be one of incredible security and incredible insecurity meeting at an intersection. And one thinking everything's going wrong and one thinking everything's perfect.
And as you know, you can look at your phone but still do the and watch a soccer game and still do the radio show.
Sure.
And this was just the early seeds of that. You know,
the fact that the dog's name is Cornelius.
Yeah, that adds to it. And that's all subcontext here. That's subtext of this. Because it's never mentioned in this piece.
No.
But through Lit Crit on this, we find out his name is Cornelius.
I'm grabbing the dog. Would you try to focus? You're talking, not me.
I'm not whistling on the air for
my dog. Well, maybe don't let him eat the napkin. Sitting right next to you.
And Dan has tickled himself.
Gosh, man, you're a whip right now. Who told you to breed the freaking dog in the first place?
Okay, wait a second. So this also fascinates me, George, because it's already assumed and quickly established that someone told him to bring the dog.
Right.
By the way, Bob phrases that.
Right.
He just wants to know who told him to bring the dog.
In the first place, yeah.
Not if someone even told him to.
Right.
It seemed like a pretty baller move.
Can't
you breed the freaking dog in the first place?
Does he say who or just why?
I think he breed the freaking dog in the first place.
Who told you?
Yeah.
Gosh, man, you're a whip right now. Who told you to breed the freaking dog in the first place?
Yeah, okay. I thought you were going to be a professional broadcaster and not...
I don't care.
Stuff
you know what? If your dog wants to eat...
Yeah, I love there where now, Bob doesn't want to even hear the end of that sentence.
No.
I thought you were going to be a professional broadcaster, and Bob just jumps right in.
I thought you were going to be a professional broadcaster and not acknowledge stuff on
the
air.
You know what? If your dog wants to eat napkins, come over here. Have another one, you moron dog.
Yes! See, and there's Bob.
That's great.
With just a two-stroke painting of moron dog.
Right.
Just beauty.
It's almost as if he just threw the paint up on the...
Not a stupid dog.
Right.
Not a disobedient dog.
No, a moron dog.
I'd never heard it before this.
Go ahead. Have another napkin.
I've had dogs my whole life.
Has another dog ever worn that label?
How many adjectives have you used for a dog in your lifetime, and no one's ever thought of moron dog?
Because he can't recognize the napkin is not food.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
So
that's right.
That makes him test positive for moron.
You know what? If your dog wants to eat napkins, come over here. Have another one, you moron dog.
That'll interrupt your segment.
And there, where Bob is addressing the dog directly. See, there
right,
it moves
now he
from,
directs his anger towards the
Dan
dog. Now Cornelius
to now he's directing,
is feeling Bob's anger.
This was a shift in POV.
Right.
Yeah.
Come over here. Have another one, you moron dog.
The dog's like,
it'll
okay.
Interrupt your segment.
Shift fiber.
Okay. You ready?
Okay,
wait, hold on.
This is another one of my favorite moments. When the forest fire has been tamped out.
Right.
And the firefighters who have been exhausted.
We can all take a breath
now. And then all of a sudden, oh my God, look over on the pine line, and then it's back up again. It immediately springs back up in a column
interrupt
of fire.
Your segments, not our segments.
Right.
Your segments.
But there's a big sigh. There's a big relief here in the audio, and we think that it may be over.
No, it's not over.
Watch this jack-in-the-box come springing forth again.
I found that, by the way, on the home front occasionally, like, there is a moment in time in parenting where the son becomes your son, right? Have you noticed that? Like when they're
your son,
when they're acting out of line, it's now yours. So
it is your segment.
It's now my segment.
You've ruined it.
This segment,
you ruined your segment,
has been trashed by a dog eating a napkin.
Napkins, come over here. Have another one, you moron dog.
Well, then it'll interrupt your segment.
Yeah, it's fiber.
Now it's really your segment. He's not ruining it. You ruined it by not keeping the napkin away from him. Didn't I say that
it's
earlier?
It's all coming out now. We didn't get this before.
To be fair,
I think I said that earlier.
No, he's right.
It's like
earlier in this audio, I said, maybe don't let him eat the napkin. Mm-hmm. Therefore, I shifted the blame from Cornelius
on Bob.
No, it is because Bob. I was so caught up in the trade deadline, what the Tigers might do.
You were caught up in the whole sports talk
that
this segment.
Right, that I left the napkins unguarded.
This is like that Beatles doc that's about to come out. Yeah. We're hearing stuff we have never heard before. This
Bob had forgotten his primary directive in this segment, which was to safeguard the napkin.
Bruce Gilbert said from noon to three, safeguard napkins.
Moron dog.
Then it'll interrupt your segment.
Yeah, it's fiber.
Big sigh.
You ready? Ready to talk
I was
some
paying
sports?
Attention.
You weren't. You were whistling.
Oh, there it goes.
get the water truck
and now
back
Bob's going to put on a playlet within a playlet.
Right.
Because he's going to start acting the part of Dan here. And
play.
I love this part.
Yeah.
This is a play within a play.
You ready? Ready to
I
talk
was
some
paying
sports?
Attention.
You weren't. You were whistling for your dog.
I was listening. I heard.
Here, boy.
We went
no,
over
Bob, I'm
meeting.
Listening. Here, boy. Down here.
Oh, yes. Giorgio and I do that one all the time.
Oh,
No, I'm listening. Yeah, come here. Come on.
Listen. Totally locked in. Here, boy.
I'm
listening. Here, boy. Down here. Come here.
What? Don't we went over this in the meeting. You do the show for the P1s, not for me.
Obviously.
Okay.
The meeting. The meeting.
Just scene right
and
there.
And then weren't. Last night you guys were talking about the...
There's a lot of stuff here.
All
these,
of the
these
scenarios
last two sentences.
We had gone through in different meetings.
Dan bringing up the fact that they had gone over this exact scenario in meetings. What happens if a
dog
starts eating a napkin? Because you got to be prepared for any broadcast eventuality.
And
we
actually had a different scenario if the dog starts eating a pen.
Yeah, it's totally different set of action commands.
Dan did what he was supposed to do.
Yeah, totally different
the
if-then statement.
I
clap. Remember, I'm going to clap.
Clap.
Then I'm going to whistle.
I mean, y'all had rehearsed this.
And then I'm going to get the dog.
This was
now, if he has a pen, that's where you step
that's
in. You're going to grab the pen.
Right.
That's why Dan was so shocked. What? I'm getting the dog.
Dan is just appalled that Bob has forgot all his training.
Let's open the playbook here.
He's like, we've done this drill
right
a million times in Bruce's office. And all of a sudden we get here and you don't know your role.
Now, see, I sense Cornelius was going for the pens. So I had the pens secured. And
we went over this in the meeting.
This very scenario.
He zagged back for the napkin.
Bob, what are you doing?
I let the team down. That's fair.
All right. See, it's just supposed to be muscle memory supposed to kick in.
Right.
And Bob's wasn't.
Instinct.
Audio never heard before.
Never heard before.
Not
on
till
the
now.
Ticket. It is approximately 2:30.
Obviously.
The Woodford Reserve Musers Ticket Compound. All the